Brian Jennings, CEO, American Coalition for Ethanol.
Brian, describe for us the scene in Sioux Falls today. I know ahead of Scott Pruitt's appearance there, planned rallies to voice support for ethanol. So what transpired?
Well, Mark, I can report to you that between 200 and 300 people showed up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for a rally on very short notice to call attention to the fact that EPA Administrator Pruitt has failed miserably to make good on the promises that the president has made to rural voters. Number one, to allow E15 use year-round, and number two, to uphold the renewable fuel standard as the law of the land. The South Dakota corn growers particularly played a big role in organizing this event. Several of their farmer members drove their tractors into town. There were probably a dozen tractors. Political leaders, Poet, the largest ethanol producer in the world, also spoke and played a big role in the rally. And I think we delivered the message loud and clear because there was a significant media presence here, and we're hoping we get the message out.
Yeah, I am assuming that Pruitt did, in fact, appear in Sioux Falls. How close was the rally to him? How visible was the rally to him, do you think?
Well, Scott Pruitt was rumored to have been in Sioux Falls this morning, but his schedule has been as secretive as the small refinery waivers that he's been handing out, because we do not know where he was in Sioux Falls this morning. And during our rally, he was driving west a couple of hundred miles, where he is holding a private closed-door meeting with some farmers near Reliance, South Dakota. We have a few of our farm members that are attending that meeting, and we certainly hope to get a debriefing from them. But the administrator's schedule has not been very transparent, and so, you know, we think we generated a lot of media attention to the point where he, his staff, and certainly the White House are going to read the headlines and see the photos of the rally goers and the tractors. But unfortunately, Scott Pruitt wasn't here in person to listen.
Not knowing his every move, and not really knowing that the best way maybe to get through to Administrator Pruitt, how does the industry continue to keep his feet to the fire, so to speak, to impress upon him the importance of maintaining the renewable fuel standard?
Well, Mark, we're really trying to capitalize on the trip that he's making to rural America this week. Yesterday, Scott Pruitt toured East Kansas Agri Energy near Garnett, Kansas. That's a member of my organization. We had members in the room who were very firm with Scott Pruitt about the problems that he has created by failing to make good on the promises of E15 use year-round and upholding the RFS. The report from that meeting was that Pruitt was taken aback a bit by some of the comments and questions that he got from farmers. And if I know South Dakotans well, I think he's going to get another dose of that this afternoon. And so what we're trying to do is get real people who are impacted and their families are impacted by the decisions or the actions that EPA is taking or failing to take, and conveying to him how upset they are about this and how they want these actions corrected. We're also trying to leverage our members of Congress, Mark. I think real live, you know, voters and rural citizens are going to make a difference this week with the Pruitt visit, but we will continue to be in contact with members of Congress and ask them to be like the Iowa senators and have the courage to stand up and call Pruitt out when he's failing to do what he's supposed to do. Have the courage that Senator Klobuchar had today in the Senate Farm Bill markup, where she called out EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt for these small refinery waivers. We need to hold our elected officials accountable and encourage them to speak out on our behalf as well.
How does ACE view the Trump administration's handlings of these RFS White House meetings. There have been, a half a dozen or more to this point. At last check, President Trump was not prepared to make a final decision to make any official changes to the RFS. It certainly created a ton of uncertainty with speculation rampant. Moving forward, I think I saw a release from your organization and other ethanol groups that deciding to not make a change now was a good thing. But at the same time, certainty, especially the kind of certainty that you want, a commitment to E15 year-round being one of them, you got to hope for a commitment at some point, right?
We do. I have mixed feelings about how the White House has handled these conversations. On one hand, it's good that the president himself is taking a personal interest in biofuels and the renewable fuel standard. So we've had an unprecedented number of conversations about these topics in the White House. So, you know, on a surface level, that's good. But I think the administration, on the other hand, is misdiagnosing this problem. The biofuel sector would be healthy, and we'd have more certainty, as you spoke of, if they would continue to let the law of the land play out. But the administration seems still like they have to broker, force some sort of win-win deal so refiners get what they want and we get what we want. The gulf between the parties is too wide. And the uncertainty that's been created by some of the chaotic conversations and ups and downs is real. RIN prices have fallen from $1 to about 20 cents. That makes it less attractive for retailers to sell higher blends of ethanol. That reduces ethanol demand. The 1.5 billion gallons of demand destruction from EPA's small refinery waivers results in nearly 600 million bushels of corn demand destruction. And the Renewable Fuels Association put out a figure recently that corn farmers in the ethanol industry are suffering north of $5 billion. And so I guess conversations are good, but boy, not if they lead to this kind of economic pain and suffering and uncertainty. And what we're looking for, I think, is just to have the EPA follow through on what the president has promised, E15 use year-round and upholding the RFS. If they do those two simple things, conditions will get much better.